Monday, March 20th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the Midday Prayer Hymn, help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. As they were returning home, the child Jesus remained behind without his parents' knowledge. Psalm 123. To you have I lifted up my eyes, to you who dwell in the heavens, my eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their Lord, like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul, with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song, if the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled? Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrents gone over us, over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 125. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. They cannot be shaken. That stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountain surround her. So the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart, but the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, as they were returning home, the child Jesus remained behind without his parents' knowledge. And a reading for this midday Monday is from Wisdom, chapter 10, verse 10. Wisdom, when the just man was in flight, guided him in direct ways, showed him the kingdom of God, and gave him knowledge of holy things. She prospered him in his labors and made abundant the fruit of his works. And the responsory, glory and riches shall be in his house, and his justice shall endure forever. And our concluding prayer, grant we pray, Almighty God, that by St. Joseph's intercession, your church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginning you entrusted to his faithful care, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.